This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. Hello, this is Natalie Pinchem. I'll be reading summaries of articles on vascular disorders and the peripheral nerve published by the Journal of Neurosurgery on March 14, 2014. Suppression of cerebral aneurysm formation in rats by a tumor necrosis factor alpha inhibitor. A laboratory investigation by Toshihiro Yokoi and colleagues. In this study, cerebral aneurysms were experimentally induced in 5-week-old male rats. They were divided into three groups: the high-dose tumor necrosis factor alpha inhibitor group, with 25 micrograms of etanercept, the low-dose tumor necrosis factor alpha inhibitor group with 2.5 milligrams of etanercept, and the control group with subcutaneous injection of normal saline. The TNF-alpha inhibitor administrations were started at 1 month after aneurysm induction to evaluate its suppressive effects on pre-existing cerebral aneurysms. Arterial circles of Willis were obtained and evaluated 3 months after aneurysm induction. Rats that received tumor necrosis factor alpha inhibitors had a significant increase in media thickness and an effective reduction in aneurysm size. Immunohistochemical staining revealed that tumor necrosis factor alpha inhibitor suppressed CD68, inducible nitric oxide synthase, nuclear factor kappa B, and phosphoinhibitor of kappa B kinase expression in the aneurysmal portion of the anterior cerebral artery olfactory artery bifurcation. This phenomenon was also elucidated by the quantitative polymerase chain reaction method. The tumor necrosis factor alpha inhibitor constrained aneurysm enlargement and stabilized the wall thickness of the aneurysm. These findings suggest that the observed tumor necrosis factor alpha suppression leads to a reduction in some inflammatory-related mediators through the inhibition of nuclear factor kappa B activation. Flow redirection endoluminal device in the treatment of cerebral aneurysms. Initial experience with short-term follow-up results. A clinical article by Nacy Kocher and co-authors. Flow diverter stents are relatively new and important devices in treatment of cerebral aneurysms. The flow redirection endoluminal device has been recently released for clinical use. The author's purpose was to report their initial single-center experience with short-term results. 33 patients with 37 aneurysms were treated with this new device. Most of the aneurysms treated were located in the paraophthalmic segment of the internal carotid artery. 30 patients had clinical and radiological follow-up. In all patients, only one device was used without any additional device or material. All of the procedures were successfully performed. During follow-up, some unexpected changes in stent morphology occurred in a few patients. There was no mortality or permanent morbidity. The complete occlusion rates were 32% at 0 to 1 month, 67% at 2 to 3 months, 80% at 4 to 6 months, and 100% at 7 to 12 months. The flow redirection endoluminal device has an ability to serve neurointerventionalists in treatment of cerebral aneurysms, with its different technical advantages. It has nearly similar occlusion rates compared with the other flow diverter studies. However, the author's short-term results need to be confirmed with mid- and long-term follow-up results of multicenter large series. high-resolution ultrasonography and diffusion tensor tractography map normal nerve fascicles in relation to schwannoma tissue prior to resection. A report of two cases by Neil Gordon Simon and co-workers. One of the challenges in resecting peripheral nerve tumors is to distinguish tumor tissue from functioning nerve fascicles, so as to avoid producing a functional deficit while attempting to fully resect the tumor. Until recently, functioning nerve fascicles and their anatomical relation to tumor tissue could only be determined intraoperatively using electrophysiological stimulation and recording techniques. However, recent advances in both MRI and ultrasound imaging have made it possible to visualize nerve fascicles. In this article, the authors show how preoperative MR tractography, using diffusion tensor imaging protocols modified for the peripheral nerve, as well as high-resolution ultrasonography, can successfully identify functioning nerve fascicles in relation to tumor tissue, as determined by the gold standard of intraoperative stimulation and recording techniques. It is their hope that such non-invasive imaging techniques will allow for better preoperative planning, as well as help the peripheral nerve surgeon assess the surgical resectability of a nerve tumor, and thereby its risk of removal to the patient. In addition, this article illustrates the potential for ultrasound to, in some cases, achieve a level of visualizing nerve fascicles that compares favorably with the more expensive and cumbersome MR neurography technique. Thank you for listening. The JNS mobile app is now available in iTunes and the Google Play Store. Just search for JNSPG to download the app for your mobile device today. For more information on how to submit your research to the Journal of Neurosurgery, please visit thejns.org and click on Info for Authors.